Okay, I'm going to just share for a couple minutes and then Jason will share for a little bit as well. But I just wanted to, it is Mother's Day. And maybe more than anything, Mother's Day is a great day of, to remind us as to how we ought to treat and be thankful for our moms all year round. So let's not let it be one day. But I was just this morning reflecting, just really naturally, just, if I were honest, I would say that it's what I observe in my wife as her as a mother that makes me incredibly grateful. And I guess I look back and I think, man, I in a lot of ways probably didn't see all that my own mother did for me. And I want to take the gratitude I have for my wife and allow that to produce an even greater gratitude also for my natural mom or my mom as well, because it's a great picture of everything that she does. But I was thinking this morning about how I don't think about what food will buy. I don't think about the clothes that my kids will wear. I will, don't think about, there's so many things that happen around the home that my wife deals with, and I think all the mothers deal with. And I say that, planning meals, buying groceries, getting clothes. Like I was thinking, I don't even think about my kids. Like just my wife takes care of all those things. And I'm sure that that's probably true in many of the homes that the moms are just the care and just dealing with so many natural things. But so one, my gratitude is for all of the that. And there's so much more, the evenings spent after the kids are down dealing with schoolwork and all the other things that it, are on a mom's plates. And for those things, I would say a huge thank you to my wife, but to all the moms, it's a reminder for us of all that they do. But also the tenderness that they show for the children, the care when you're, just to see as I can observe when I'm at in a circumstance like we have been in the last couple of weeks of children injuring themselves, but all the time, the tenderness that the mother shows that I know that it's not the way that we as fathers are wired. We're wired to bring different pieces to, of the puzzle, which is great. But there's what the mums bring is just so incredibly important. And often there's an element that it feels like it goes unnoticed. And so that's where I think of in First Corinthians, Paul, or in Corinthians, my memory fails me if it's first or second, but I believe it's first. He says, to those that those parts that lack honor, or maybe are better said, those parts which are less visible, we would give more honor to them. And frankly, doing this one time a year is probably insufficient. But to the mums, we really just want to honor them for all that they do to make our homes what they are, to care for the children the way that they do. And so then to you, mums, I just wanted to share a couple verses of encouragement that came to my mind this morning. And the first one comes from 1 Corinthians 15. And one could say I'm taking these somewhat out of context. And I don't mind if you say that. I think the principle applies, and that's where I'm going with this. So to the mums, I say, therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile nor wasted. I just want to encourage you to continue to press on. And I can see at times how it will seem like it could be, just challenging, right? But I want to continue to encourage my wife and all the mums to not lose heart, not grow weary in doing good, for in due time you will reap. And that's a spiritual sense in the sense of our own lives of in and continuing to seek the Lord. But in both cases, I was thinking, it's good to be encouraged that it can seem like a long journey, probably particularly when they're young. We have moms now in our fellowship who see children that are graduating from high school, and all of a sudden, it's changing. But to just be continue to be steadfast in that work that the Lord has given, to labor for the children, and that your labor is not in vain, and that it isn't unnoticed as well. So then to the children, so there's my encouragement to the moms. To the children, I have an encouragement, and some of it is the exact same encouragement I think I shared last year on Mother's Day. But we think of the verse, and I could say to my children, what's the verse? And I'm sure that they would rattle off, as many families would, honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. So, or it's in the New Testament, that's taken from Exodus. In the New Testament, it says that it's the first command with a promise that it may go well with you. And I think it says that you may live long on the earth. And so we want to honor our father and mother, but the important part of that, that I want to encourage you children with, and frankly, this is to every child, of which I am a child. I have a mother. We're all children. Some mothers have passed on, but many of our moms are still with us. So that we would live in a way that we honor them, not with our lips in the sense that we say one thing, but that it, what we say with our lips, that we would honor them with our actions, with our hearts as well. We don't want to be those. Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And I know he was speaking in the context of people's reaction to him, but I think there's a warning there for us as children, which includes everyone, that we don't be those that honor someone, in this case, moms, with our lips, when the reality is our actions say something different. And so let's be willing to look at ourselves and say, you know, we can say, Mom, I love you. Mom, I'm so thankful for you. But do our actions fully line up with what's coming out of our mouth? And so that's a challenge to the children, is let us continue all to be those that honor our moms and honor our father and mother. And today we think of mothers, honor our mothers, and let it be with not just in word, but in deed and in truth, it says. So in action, let our actions line up. And if they don't line up, then we can turn to Jesus and say, Lord, help me to honor my mom, not just in what I say, but in the way that I live my life. And the other verse, which I don't probably normally think of when it comes to Mother's Day, that came to my mind, and I wasn't going to, just going to share for a few minutes, but yeah, just a verse this morning. And I share this one for mothers, frankly, I share for everybody, mothers and children, but I am lumped into this as well. So the verse is the one from 3 John, verse 4, where John the apostle says, I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. And where I was thinking about that, I was thinking about what is the greatest gift that as a child we can give to our parents. And in this case, there's an element of this when our parents are Christians. And I would say to the children that are listening now, there is no greater joy that you, no greater gift that you could give to your mother than for her to see you walking with Jesus Christ. So that's really important. I know over the years I've heard children say, well, I want to make my parents proud. And that's fine. It's fine, you know, to say that. I'll tell my children I'm proud of them. I want them to know that I love them and I'm encourage them. But I want them to know that there's no greater joy that I could have than to see them come to know and love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So the other side of that is perhaps the challenge then to us as parents. And I can say that, but I guess the question was in my heart this morning as I was thinking about this verse is that true? Is it true that I could say that that is my greatest joy? My greatest joy is to see my children come to know the Lord. And I'm going to even make it more broad than that as I sat there yesterday and listened to this, what I could hear. And we were there a long time and we were sitting by a nurse's station. So not only did I hear what was happening beside me, but I heard all the talk behind me of what the nurses were saying about this girl who was in grade 9 and this was just another attempt to take her life. And what I could observe through this, you know, it was so sad. And I say this because I would encourage you, if you think of it, to just pray. I really, last night, it was on my heart. God, you can do something miraculous here. You can move on this girl's life in a way that she could come to know a loving Heavenly Father. But while I was there, we were there a long time. No mother came, no father came to see this girl. Only a grandmother came for a time. And so just a really challenging situation. But coming back to this context, it just was a challenge to me to say, you know, it's, I think, just a reminder for all of us as we think about, Lord, is my mind set on eternal things? Is my mind set on things above? Can I say that I would have no greater joy than someday down the road to hear that this girl, to hear a testimony and go, I wonder if that was the girl that I heard about in this hospital room and to know that God somehow miraculously just opened her eyes to the love that he has for her. So the point being is just that then we can look inward and say, Lord, is it true that I could say no greater joy would I have than to see my children or to see some acquaintance, friend, family member, coworker come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is nothing greater than that. But it's easy to become distracted in the busyness of life. I mean, and that's where, you know, even as moms, but for all of us, like, you know, when we're so busy, let us not grow weary or lose heart in serving the Lord Jesus Christ in whatever place he has us in. For today, as we think about moms, so my big encouragement, I just know the impact that mothers will have on the children, and that we would be able to keep that in the forefront of our minds, of all of us. Just, Lord, I want that eternal focus in my life where I could say the most important thing is to be able to be a light and to be a testimony in word and in deed of the Lord Jesus Christ, that others could come to know him and the saving power that is in him, and the love, the life, the hope, all that is in him. So that's my encouragement this morning to moms. I hope that you are encouraged for all that you do, and also encouraged to continue to press on in this labor that the Lord has given you, which is such an incredibly valuable opportunity to have such an impact in the lives of your children. And many others too that could witness it. And then us, for all of us, that we would learn to honor our father and mother in what we say, but in also what we do, and have that eternal focus in our lives, that there is no greater joy than serving the Lord Jesus Christ and the opportunity to see others, be it our children or others that we know, come to know Jesus Christ, and to see them walking with him. So my short encouragement for you this morning.